This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. An 8-year-old boy has died from his injuries after being shot in a mass shooting in the early hours of the 4th of July. Police say he was pronounced dead Thursday at Comer Children's Hospital. Two women who were also killed in the shooting are identified by Chicago police as 42-year-old Nakeshia Strong and 24-year-old Capri Edwards. Two boys, ages 5 and 6, remain in critical condition at the hospital following the attack on a home in the Greater Grand Crossing neighborhood. As Sun-Times reports, multiple shooters opened fire into the Southside home. The victims were related. Police say it isn't exactly clear who was targeted in the attack. Chicago officials are encouraging residents to attend a series of budget roundtables. My colleague, Mariah Wolfo, reports the goal would be to tell the Johnson administration how they want taxpayer dollars spent. The city will hold four roundtable discussions on the Southwest, North Side, and downtown. It's all part of an effort to give Chicagoans a voice in the upcoming 2025 budget proposal, which Mayor Brandon Johnson will pitch later this year. The roundtables are being held before departments make their funding asks, ideally so they can incorporate community feedback. But an internal outreach effort shows participants in budget events are disproportionately white compared to the city's population. The roundtables will focus on things like mental health, affordable housing, climate change, and more. The popular online homestay rental platform Airbnb is going to extra lengths to crack down on disruptive parties the July 4th weekend. My colleague, WBEZ's Adora Namigede, reports the company will block reservations that it deems likely to lead to rambunctious parties. Airbnb Global Director of Public Affairs Christopher Nolte says, quote, "Heightened anti-party technology makes this possible by blocking certain one- and two-night bookings. It considers multiple factors.
A few of them include the type of listing being booked, the length of stay, the distance the listing is from the guest location, and whether or not the booking is last minute."
In 2023, approximately 950 people in Illinois were blocked from making reservations on the platform over the 4th of July and Memorial Day weekends. Highland Park's 4th of July parade this year was short and somber. It was the first one since a mass shooting 2 years ago. Fire engines led the parade, followed by the mayor wearing a shirt saying, "Sweet Home Highland Park." Seven people were killed in the 2022 shooting. Cook County plans to research the efforts of violence on women to help develop programs and resources they might need. My colleague, Kristen Schorsch, reports that last year doctors at Cook County Health treated nearly 800 people who were shot, just 14% identified as women. Carol Reese with the county says female survivors are often overlooked, so she's trying to figure out what they need.
Do we need to look at prevention? Do we need to look at mental health care? Do we need to look at housing? I mean, what are the most pressing needs that women have?
The county plans to have survivors be part of the research. This could include having them develop questions to survey other women and even interview them. The research will focus on Black and Latina women since they are disproportionately affected by gun violence. Weather for today, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with some rain, low near 65. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.